First, I probably said
Probably said
everything
everything
to them
to
that
them
a
that a
parent
parent
shouldn't
shouldn't
say to
say
their
to their
child.
child.
So
So
that's
that's
already too
already too
late.
late.
I'd like to welcome you to my podcast, Renew Motherhood. And this episode is Mom Fight for Better Family Future. For this topic, for this episode, I have got a great guest here sitting with me, Frances Fomai. Please briefly introduce yourself. Who are you? Where are you from? And yes, what do you think about this topic?
Hey, Blanca, thank you so much.
Much.
I really appreciate the invitation to be in the space with you. And so my name is Fran. Where I'm from, I am in the city of Los Angeles, California, in the
In the
US.
US.
And as far as the
Far as the
topic is
topic is
concerned, I
concerned,
don't
I
know
don't
what
know
it
what
is
it is
yet.
yet. Well, we let's talk about a little about
Yet to be determined.
culture and family and breaking rules and how you could navigate through this.
Okay. I don't want going through and navigating things with family can be a bit difficult. So
So
in the
in the
process
process
of
of
trying to
trying to
figure out
figure out
who
who
I
I
was
was
and who
and
my
how my
children were,
children were,
it can be a
it
bit
can be a bit
difficult
difficult
trying to
to
figure out
figure
how to
out how to
soothe and
soothe and
self-regulate
self-regulate
myself,
myself,
while
while
also
also
to
to
trying
trying
to
to help
help my
my
family
family
do
do
the
the
same
same
thing.
thing.
So, I like the topic, but then I don't like the topic.
Tell us a little bit about your culture,
Sure.
perhaps first.
Sure.
Sure.
So,
So
I
I
am
am
from
from
a
a
Pacific
Pacific
Islander
Islander
background.
background.
I am
I am
Samoan,
Samoan.
where
Where
in
in
our
our
culture,
culture,
there
there
is
is
a
a
hierarchy
hierarchy
of
of
parenting, and I
parenting,
feel
and I
like a
feel like a
lot
lot
of
of
cultures
cultures have.
have, you know, the mother, father, and then the
And then the
kids.
kids.
So,
So,
just like the
just like the
military,
military,
there's a
there's a
certain
certain
way
way
and
and
structure
structure
of
of
doing
doing
things.
things.
So,
So,
whenever
whenever
communication
communication
occurs,
occurs,
there's
there's
no
no
questioning
questioning
from
from
the
the
kids
kids
to
to
the
the
parents,
parents,
but
but
the
the
parents
parents
can
can
always
always
ask
ask
the
the
questions,
questions,
and
and
the
the
kids
kids
are
are
left
left
to
to
figure
figure
out
out
what
what
the
the
interpretation
interpretation
is
is
of
of
either
either
the
the
parents'
parents'
direction
direction
or
or
their
their
scolding,
scolding,
and
and
not
not
really
really
learn
learn
how
how
to
to
be
be
able
able
to
to
express
express
what
what
it
it
is
is
that
that
they're
they're
feeling
feeling
about
about
the
the
topic.
topic. A
Little
little
bit
bit
about
about
my
my
culture.
culture.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
How
How
did
did
you
you
realize
realize
you
you
were
were
unknowingly
unknowingly
suppressing
suppressing
your
your
children's
children's
voices,
voices,
and
and
what
what
changed
changed
after
after
that
that
realization?
realization?
How
How
did
did
I
I
know
know
that
that
I
I
was
was
suppressing
suppressing
their
their
voices?
voices?
I
I
didn't.
didn't.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
I
didn't
didn't
know
know
that
that
I
I
was
was
suppressing
suppressing
their
their
voices
voices
until
until
one
one
day
day
my
my
daughter
daughter
began
began
to
to
talk
talk
back
back
to
to
me.
me.
And
And
that
that
shocked
shocked
me.
me.
I didn't
I didn't
understand
understand
how
how
this
this
child,
child,
who
who
I
I
have
have
raised
raised
in
in
my
my
home,
home,
all of a
all of a
sudden
sudden
began
began
to
to
become
become
rebellious.
rebellious.
But
But
it
it
really
really
wasn't
wasn't
her
her
rebelliousness.
rebelliousness.
It
It
was
was
really
really
her
her
trying
trying
to
to
voice
voice
her
her
opinion.
opinion.
But
But
because
because
she
she
didn't
didn't
know
know
how
how
to
to
identify
identify
her
her
emotions,
emotions,
and
and
she
she
didn't
didn't
know
know
how
how
to
to
express
express
that,
that,
the
the
way
way
that
that
it
it
came
came
out
out
was
was
disrespect.
disrespect.
And the
And the
reason
reason
why
why
she
she
didn't
didn't
know
know
how
how
to
to
identify
identify
her
her
emotions
emotions
and
and
express
express
them
them
because
because
I
I
didn't
didn't
know
know
how
how
to
to
do
do
that
that
either
either
as
as
a
a
parent.
parent.
So
So
that
that
was
was
the
the
very
very
first
first
conversation
conversation
where
where
a
a
triggering
triggering
occurred
occurred
for
for
both
both
of
of
us.
us.
And that
And
was
that
the
was the
beginning
beginning
of
of
me
me
finding
finding
out
out
I
I
was
was
suppressing
suppressing
their
their
voices.
voices.
Yes,
Yes,
so
so
that
that
was
was
the
the
beginning
beginning
of
of
the
the
change,
change,
really.
really.
And
And
how
how
old
old
has
has
she
she
been
been
at
at
this
this
moment?
moment?
Oh,
Oh,
at
at
the
the
time
time
she
she
was
was
14.
14.
She's
She's
21
21
now.
now.
Yeah,
Yeah,
okay.
okay.
So
So
can
can
you
you
share
share
a
a
little
little
of
of
this
this
story?
story?
What
What
happened,
happened,
really?
really?
Yeah,
Yeah,
sure.
sure.
So I asked her to take out the trash, and she said, "Why don't you go take out the trash? Because you're not doing anything." And as a parent, that shocked me. And culturally, that's considered disrespect, and that would be cause to intervene with corporal punishment. But because I had already come to a place where I just needed to change, there was something that needed to shift. So when I was going through a therapy session and I was telling the therapist what happened, she recommended a book by Marshall Rosenberg called Nonviolent Communication. And because of that book, it changed the way that I communicated with my children and essentially also with myself. Because, like I said, I didn't know how to self-regulate my emotions. I didn't know how to identify how I was feeling. I didn't know how what boundaries were. And so the book really taught me a lot of principles that I was missing from my own childhood. And it gave me an opportunity to practice and reparent myself. So, yeah.
Yes, that's great. So, yes, I always think we can only give to our children what we also have. So, if you are lacking something here, you can't give, actually. And even if you're conscious about this, even if you know about this, if this is a point that isn't healed inside of you, wow, that's a uncomfortable place to be, I think, as a mother. To say, okay, I would love to, I don't know how. So what, how did you go with this situation? What did you do then?
I had to practice. I had to
I had to
practice
practice
what,
what
practice
practice
figuring
figuring
out
out
what
what
boundaries
boundaries
were.
were.
So, for
For
example,
example,
if she
she
felt
felt
uncomfortable with the
uncomfortable with the
topic,
topic,
we
we
would
would
use
use
a
a
safe
safe
word.
word.
And
And
when the
when the
safe word
safe
was
word was
said,
said,
we could no
we could no
longer talk
longer
about
talk
the
about the
topic.
topic.
It was
It was
off
off
limits
limits
until
until
both
both
parties
parties
were
were
okay
okay
and
and
comfortable
comfortable
to
to
communicate.
communicate.
This could
This could
take
take
a
a
day,
day,
3 days,
days,
a
a
week,
week,
a couple
couple
of
of
weeks.
weeks.
And I
And I
swear to you,
swear to you,
this whole
this whole
process,
process,
it took
it
me
took me
about a whole
about a whole
year,
year.
a
Wow,
year and
a
a
year and a
half,
half,
because
because
I didn't know.
I
Was
was
so
I was so
used to
used to
making
making
the
the
calls.
calls.
I was
I
so
was so
used to
used to
giving
giving
directives
directives
that
that
learning how
learning
to
how to
wait
wait
was
was very
very
difficult.
difficult.
Patience.
Learning how to
Learning
give
how to
her,
give this, yeah,
learning how to
learning
give
how
her
to give her
space
space. Yes.
was very difficult. And I failed quite a few times that year. I think actually, like, it took about a year and a half, maybe almost 2 years, to actually completely ingrain that behavior.
Did you feel guilty if you couldn't
Yeah.
achieve? Yeah, okay.
I totally did. Emotional manipulation also played into trying to rebuild our relationship. And because of the self-awareness, I definitely felt that, oh my God, there's so many things that I messed up on. But I didn't know that it was.
That's great. Yeah, so the learning process is not just done within a few days. Sometimes we hope, okay, we know it, we get it, let's go further. No, because it takes time, really. It takes time. And it's so, yes, you have to be consistent in this, right? To not give up and
Yes.
to, yes, be patient with yourself Actually, I think this is the most challenging part. What do you think? The patience with yourself or?
I think being patient with ourselves is definitely good, but I think for me, one of the major things that I pulled out from that journey was is to have, pardon me, a lot of self-compassion. Yeah, because I didn't know what that was. My internal dialogue with myself was very damaging. So learning how to say, hey, Fran, it's okay because you didn't know how to do that when you were raising them. So I really dived into a lot of Louise Hay's book, 21 Days to Healing. So that really helped me to walk through this process. It's such a difference because once you become more softer with yourself and more compassionate with yourself, you can then extend that same thing to those in your immediate circle, which is usually your friends and family.
How did your daughter react or respond to this new way of your dealing with situations?
She was skeptical.
What's going on with mom?
Yes. Actually, her and my other daughter, the oldest, said, hey, mom, we thought you were fake. But after you did not change for that whole year, then we knew that something was different.
Wow.
And she said, I even had to begin to question my own life now.
Wow. This is great, I think, to really to know your kids are observing you. What's going on there? And
Yeah.
then, okay, she's changing. I can do something different too.
Yeah.
Or I can, yes. Wow, that's great. What specific cultural norms from your upbringing did you find most harmful? And how did you actively break them in your parenting? Was this the structure?
So the cultural norms, the cultural norms that were broken were giving them the space to speak. Because it just wasn't something that was practiced in the culture. So
So
allowing them
allowing
to
them to
speak,
speak,
even if I
even if
didn't
I didn't
like
like
what they were
what they were
saying,
saying,
I just wanted to offer them an
offer them an
opportunity
opportunity
to
to
hear
hear
themselves.
themselves.
And then
And then
also
also
too,
too,
for
for
me,
me,
it
it
really
really
was
was
learning
learning
how
how
to
to
practice
practice
allowing the
allowing the
differing of
differing of
opinion
opinion
and being
and being
okay
okay
to
to
really
really
sit
sit
in that
in that
space
space
and
and
allow their
allow their
opinions to
opinions to
be.
be.
Because
Because
culturally,
culturally,
we
we
would
would
direct the
direct the
narrative
narrative
of the
of the
family.
family.
And it
And
really
it
didn't
really didn't
matter
matter
what they were doing, what
what
they
they
were
were
saying.
saying.
It's
It's
this
this
idea
idea
of
of
kids
kids
were
were
meant to be seen and not
seen and not
heard
heard
and all
and all
that.
that. Can you share a moment when you realized you had become your mother or father and how that influenced your parenting?
How I became my mother and father.
Yes, your own mother and father. So just thinking about your own parents, was there a moment when you thought, okay, I'm now exactly that like they are?
Yeah. All up until the point she asked me to go take out the trash myself.
Myself. Okay. Here we go.
That
That was exactly their behavior. Yes, that was the challenging and changing moment, really, right? That you thought, oh, now here is something has to shift here. This is not how I like to be, right? So
Not at all.
how you mentioned it was a trigger moment and you just thought, okay, let's change here. How do you teach your children to find and use their voices while still maintaining respect then?
That's a good question. it wasn't really teaching them through telling them. Because I had severed the relationship and the trust between them for so long, it had to be actions that were the teaching. So I had to live what it is that I was saying. I had broken so many promises with them that they no longer believed me. I had said so many things that were just very damaging. So as I began to have conversations with them, I had to couple it with action and be consistent in my behavior of reinforcing that it is okay for them to express themselves.
I can imagine that this is a huge part of transformation, because we are so, yes, it's in saying something, but not acting on it, right? So we can imagine many things and have so many thoughts and, yes, expressing those things, but with action, with really acting on our words, I think this is really how you truly change, right? But, yeah, what's one cultural rule you initially struggled to let go of, but breaking it changed your relationship with your children?
One of the rules that was difficult for me to change, it wasn't really a rule. The disrespect is, there's something called the Fa'asamoa way, meaning the way of the Samoans. And respect is one of the major things. So when she disrespected me, I felt I had shamed my culture, my family, and I let everyone down because now I have a child that is disrespectful.
Wow.
And I don't know how to put her under my thumb.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt ashamed as a Samoan. And I didn't know. It made me question all of the beliefs that I once stood my ground on or used as a position of argument.
It feels a little like pulling out your roots of your culture, right?
Definitely.
So, and this is a place no one likes to be, because not being rooted and not being, yes, grounded somehow, you're just, yeah, slipping somehow and don't know how to, what's next, right?
Yeah, I was
complete insecurity.
My identity.
Yeah, yeah. And taking your children with you in this field, because they are, like you mentioned, observing you, what's going on. Hey, what are you doing? How is your relationship to your own parents or the relationship from your daughters to their grandparents?
So my children love my mother and my father, he passed away a while ago. So my relationship with my mom, it's as good as it can be, because there just are some areas that I have to accept. I can't change my mom into being the love that I and nurturing that I needed from a kid, because she doesn't know how to give it to herself.
Right.
And we've had conversations about it, but I can only go so far with her. And I used to get frustrated at that idea that she didn't see herself. But I had to come to a stage of acceptance that this is her capacity.
What has helped you in this moment? What helped you to accept this? Because I think this is also very challenging. If you can see where you like to be and you like to, you like the good for everyone around you, for your mothers and your, for your mother and your daughters. And your daughters are connected to you and they are just changing with you. But your mom doesn't change if she doesn't have to. Why? So how did it, yeah, what was the point that you said, okay, here is something that helps me to accept?
Well, one day I had gotten so frustrated because whenever I would get a phone call from my mom, it was always because she needed something. So I decided to tell her how pissed off I was. And I told her how pissed off I was, and that while I told her how I was feeling, I gave her some direction. I said, I don't want you to respond to me. I just need you to stop what you're doing and listen. So for a whole hour, I went down the line and list of things that I didn't like, and I just, it was just like my whole life in 1 hour.
Wow.
Yes. And so at the end of the phone call, my mom says, Fran, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you felt that way. And that was validating. And she said that she would try to do better. But she did for a little bit. But then she reverted back to the way that she did things. And she doesn't do it often, but it's a practice. And so that was the moment that I realized that, hey, you're not going to have this dynamic shift that you had with you and your children. She heard you. That's all that she can do. Either you accept this or you continue to, like,
you continue blaming her, to try judging to, her.
Pardon?
Accusing her. You have to stop accusing her for the things that she did or she didn't.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Take the words out of my mouth.
Oh, wow. Yes. That's a huge part, I think. Being in the middle of changing yourself, not, well, just to a certain extent changing your mom, or realizing where the point is that she can't change or she's not willing or whatever. So not to blame her anyone, but just to say, okay, she's changing a little bit, come a little bit closer, but stop here, and your daughters. And I think this is so amazing. You did such a great job with this. So what advice would you give to mothers who feel guilt about challenging traditional parenting norms?
That the beginning of the conversation is never going to be easy. As you've heard from my journey, I had to experience a lot of struggle in my own emotional space. I feel like those are one of the major things, is really reinforcing yourself with books or support groups or coaches that provide that necessary emotional intelligence, because that's going to be needed on this journey. So I highly recommend to get a couple of books that will be helpful, which are Dr. Bradley Cooper's book is called Emotional Intelligence. And then there is the book called Boundaries by John Townsend and Henry McLeod. And then the book Nonviolent Communication. All three of those books really helped me to reinforce my journey. And then I mentioned earlier Louise Hay's book, 21 Days to Healing. That would definitely be something to help with the journey.
Yeah.
All those books are great. It's really more applying them and being consistent in the application.
So did you surround yourself with people who are able to help you?
I had taken so many courses. Like, there's an emotional intelligence coach that I had that I know how to express what I was feeling. So that was helpful. I also had therapy. I did therapy for a couple of years. That really helped me. One of
One of
the
the
key breaking
key breaking
moments
moments
was
was
when I had a
when I had a
conversation
conversation
with
with
a
a
previous
previous
ex
ex
who
who
taught
taught
me
me
how
how
to
to
be
be
vulnerable
vulnerable
in
in
the
the
space
space
of
of
just in a
a
romantic
romantic
relationship,
relationship,
because I
because I
never
never
did
did
that
that
before.
before.
So
So
that
that
was
was
one
one
of
of
the
the
key
key
breaking
breaking
moments,
moments,
because
because
I've
I've
always
always
kept
kept
the
the
struggles
struggles
that
that
I
I
was
was
going
going
through
through
to
to
myself.
myself.
And
And
being
being
able
able
to
to
open
open
up
up
to
to
another
another
person
person
was
was
groundbreaking
groundbreaking
for
for
me,
me,
because
because
I
I
always
always
felt
felt
if
if
I
I
told
told
my
my
business
business
or
or
my
my
struggles
struggles
to
to
other
other
people
people
that
that
I
I
would
would
look
look
like
like
I
I
was
was
weak.
weak.
So
So
when
when
I
I
shared
shared
it,
it,
I
I
didn't
didn't
realize
realize
that
that
it
it
was
was
really
really
helping
helping
me
me
to
to
break
break
away
away
from
from
my
my
thought
thought
processes
processes
and
and
beliefs.
beliefs. I think it takes a lot of courage to open up. And it's not, well, I don't consider this only as cultural, but as human beings, as always, a challenge to take the courage to open up and be vulnerable, right?
Yeah,
So we
I
are,
think
I think, yeah, even in our, in the Western countries, we are raised up with not showing mistakes, always to perform. And yeah, I think this is a really something, this is a topic that should be talked about.
Yeah, I think one of the main things for me was feeling judged. And
And
so
so,
as I
as I
stepped
stepped
away
away
from
from
that
that
lens
lens
of
of
how
how
I
I
was
was
looking
looking
at
at
life,
life,
I
I
could
could
be
be
more
more
compassionate
compassionate
once
once
again,
again,
just
just
in
in
the
the
different
different
conversations
conversations
that
that
I
I
was
was
having,
having,
especially
especially
my
my
own
own
self-dialogue.
self-dialogue.
So
So
if
if
you
you
could
could
rewrite
rewrite
the
the
parenting
parenting
rule
rule
book
book
for
for
your
your
culture,
culture,
what
what
would
would
be
be
the
the
first
first
chapter?
chapter?
Listen.
Listen.
Listen,
Listen,
that's
that's
great.
great.
I
I
love
love
this.
this.
And
And
it's
it's
so,
so,
we
we
all
all
need
need
this,
this,
right?
right?
I mean, it would be
It would be
listen,
listen,
and
and
the
the
second
second
chapter
chapter
would
would
probably
probably
be
be
self-restraint.
self-restraint.
That's great. Yeah. What's one phrase or belief you will never say to your kids because of how it impacted you growing up?
First, I probably said
Probably said
everything to them that a
that a
parent
parent
shouldn't say
shouldn't
to
say
their
to their
child.
child.
So
So
that's
that's
already too
already too
late.
late.
I've
I've
already
already
failed.
failed.
I've
I've
already
already
failed at
failed at
not
not
communicating
communicating
that.
that.
I
I
think
think
one
one
of
of
the
the
things
things
that
that
I
I
would
would
not
not
say
say
now
now
is
is
that
that
if
if
there's
there's
something
something
that
that
you
you
desire,
desire,
to
to
pursue
pursue
it.
it.
And
And
some
some
things that
things
I
that I
might
might
tell
tell
you,
you,
even
even
in
in
advice,
advice,
also
also
question
question
that,
that,
because
because
those
those
also could
also
be
could
my
be
limiting
limiting
beliefs
beliefs
that I'm
that I'm
trying
trying to
to move over to
move over
you,
to you,
but because I'm
but
still
I'm still
learning,
learning,
I may
I
not
may
have
not have
identified
identified
that.
that.
So
So
question it.
question it. Wow, I love this. I will take this for me. That's great. I think really too, because sometimes we are in the place and think, okay, I've grown up. I've got the experience. I know how to do this. But we forget that we are looking through lenses that are just coming from our past and not from our future. And if we are just, yes, doing what we always have done, we can't develop, right? So there is a box we're in, and we don't like to pass this box over to our children. So I think this is so valuable, so precious here that you share this. What What do you offer to people if they say, wow, she's amazing. She did so well. She changed herself into a new identity, into a new person. How did you do it? I would love to get in contact, get more of her.
Sure. So I have a lot of social media presence, either on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, all those social media platforms. So the main one that would find me on is Linktree. Mm-hmm. And I have a book where I talk about my full experience called Can You Hear Me? And I also create safe spaces for people to be heard and do something called decompression sessions, where sometimes our friends and family aren't available. And even when they do provide advice, you walk away still feeling empty and not heard. So it's called, I mentioned earlier, decompression sessions. That is one of the main things that I've created for people, is the book, the venting set, the decompression sessions. And then most recently, I also created a coloring book that should be out in April.
Oh, great.
Which I use as a way of also expressing myself, but in a more artistic way. Because sometimes words aren't really enough to get out the emotions that we're feeling. And traveling those emotions or transferring those emotions onto paper is one of the best ways that we can help serve or channel the energy that it is that we need to get out. So I'm doing that coloring book and a few other things so people can find me.
Okay, that's great. So I can place all your links in the description where people can find you then and get your book. And that's great. Thank you so much for sharing your stories and yes, giving this value to the audience. Thank you for being my guest, friends.
You're welcome.
And yes, to all the listeners, please subscribe this channel and stay tuned.
Appreciate you for having me.